Blog Talk Radio. Everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now, you ought to be able to say that please, Jesus, thank you.
I was doing pretty good. I was about to step out the truck, and I looked at the time. I didn't realize the song was going to be short this morning.
Okay.
Doing wonderful, Little Reverend Henry. Wonderful. How about you?
Oh, glad. Wonderfully glad. See another day of the Lord. All right. As I write song, do not pass me by while on others thou art calling. Yes, sir. While on others thou art blessing. It's so befitting a song to play. Amen. For this morning, blessing. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Do pass me by. I like how they said, Savior. You know, we need to call the Lord. We need to hope for the Lord to pass our way. And in that passing, take advantage of why he's passing by. Call on to him. Look unto him to help you in your current situation. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend Henry, I'm going to have to be on mute for a minute, but I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the phone on mute.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning to everyone, to all who thank God for this day. Thank God how he blessed us to see a day that we have never seen before. We hope to see this day, but only God made it a reality. And we tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. We tell him, glory unto your name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We count it a privilege. Even we count this as a blessing to be able to come together and sit down and reason in his word, think of his goodness, behold what great wisdom and knowledge that he have for us day in and day out. In the midst of trials and tribulations, Jesus passes our way. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're going to be still a little more. I have a short topic this morning. Thank you, Jesus, but a beautiful one. Mark, the 10th chapter. I left off at the, starting with that 46th verse. Hallelujah. Mark, the 10th chapter. I want to talk about healing. Bartimaeus. Healing. Praise the Lord. Healing of Bartimaeus. Thank you, Jesus. And the good thing about healing, God is truly in the healing business. God truly wants to heal not only our bodies, but our sin sick soul. God wants to restore and repair us. God wants to lift us up rather than tear us down. And the only time that he would tear us down is when we become on that wheel, as Jeremiah talked about. Oh, praise the Lord, being on the potter's wheel, and being on the potter's wheel for a moment, if you will, God takes us. Hallelujah. And you, if you ever know anything about clay or working with clay, the first, the enable for you to work with it, it has to be wet. and for you to shape it and form it, because clay is, when it gets hard, you know, when it's hard and dry, it's hard to work with, so it has to break. Hallelujah. Break us. Hallelujah. Break us. When clay is hard, it has to be breaking, and it has to be wet, and then it can be formable. Hallelujah. But if you're going to do anything with it, but it has, when it's hard, it has to be broken. But I'm so glad God uses the storm sometimes to wet us. Hallelujah. That he may mold us. He uses tribulation sometimes to humble our hearts, that we can be in a way, hallelujah, that he can use us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He and just like being on that hollow wheel, after you become into the potter's hand, if you will, and being on that wheel, and he controls that wheel by his foot, and allows it to move that potter wheel, and as he presses his foot up on it, the wheel starts to turn, but his hand, after the clay is wet, is that mud is wet, and his hand is able to shape it as it's turned up on that wheel. That wheel, and as it turns round and round, and while it's in this wet state, it's more state, then the potter can shape it. So as God shapes us and he makes us and we mold it, as we make our heart humble unto him, hallelujah, it's easy for him to move and work with us then. Hallelujah. So here is our lesson in our healing state. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, hallelujah, this day to be whole, hallelujah, a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad, and some has to rejoice in resting, hallelujah, that they may regain strength. Father, we thank you. Some may rejoice in hallelujah, praise, and they rejoice. We thank you. Some have to, Father God, rack with pain. Yes, in their rack with pain, they rejoice. We thank you. We glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. However, Father, but we come in the humblest way that we know how, Father, as that you would forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we pray for every listener, every child of God that desires to do your will. We ask and we stand in need of prayer, hoping, Father God, that you would have mercy upon us. Lend us your healing hand. We pray for all those, Father God, connected, want to be connected to you, want in search for a healing from you, Father God, whether it be in the body, the mind, in the soul, or in the spirit. Lift us up, Father, as you pass us by, Father God. Look upon us and give us what we need, and what we need is more of you, Father. So we just say thank you. Glory and honor is due your name, in the name of Jesus. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Father, give us this day our daily bread. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Here in this Mark 10th chapter, 46 verse. It reads, you know, but before, just give you a little summary, before this 46 verse, Jesus explained to the disciples, and they was moved in wonderment and amazement how he was foretelling them how he must suffer and how, hallelujah, and how to deal with suffering. And early on, too, was asking him how can they to sit at a certain place on his right and on his left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And he told them that they will drink of a cup that they was asking about, and they will be baptized with the baptism that he had. Since you're asking for authority, since you're asking to be put somewhere, can you go through what it you need to go through? Hallelujah. So here it is in our 46th verse. And they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he came to cry out and said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." And I've heard this for a long time. Sometimes calamity calls you to cry unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes we don't have time to, oh, hallelujah, give the Lord all his accolades before we ask of him. Sometimes calamity comes so quick that we say, have mercy on me, Lord. Sometimes the situation calls us to that the only thing we can do is cry out for mercy. But they were coming out of, they had come to Jericho. they had come to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, they were there. Even the blind Bartimaeus set aside the begging. And when Jesus had heard it was, that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he begged. He began to cry out. What do we do when we know Jesus is going to be a certain place, or when we behold his presence? Do we take advantage of the presence of the Lord? Here, Brian Bartimaeus heard of Jesus and his miracles, and was learning that he was passing by. You know, he could not see. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He was hearing of it. Yeah, perhaps someone standing by heard. Oh, and they let him know if Jesus is coming. Have we been listening? Have we been hearing that Jesus is coming? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In coming to Christ for help and healing. As you may have, somebody may have invited you to church one day. Did you listen to the call? Jesus is coming, or I'm going to worship. I'm going where sometimes we can't find the Lord nowhere else until we go to his house. His house that is set aside in dedication unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There has been songs written, "Come and go with me to my Father's house." Hallelujah. We should look to him as, when we know that Christ is coming, we should look to him as the promised Messiah. In this 47th verse, he had heard that Jesus of Nazareth, before he got there, he began to cry out, hallelujah, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise the Lord, have mercy on me, the gracious calls. Christ gives us to come to him. He encourages us in hope that if we come to him, we shall have what we come for. How many of you that have went seeking? How many of you have hoped? Yes, sir.
Hey, Ralph, I hate to step in just a little bit, but please don't pass me by. Please don't pass me by.
Yes, sir.
Don't pass me by.
Yes,
that's what
the Bible
said.
Yes, sir. That's it.
See, one thing different between blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't see him, but he heard something real. He heard somebody coming
come
by.
Come on, man. Yes, sir.
But Oh, so-and-so said, please don't pass me by.
Yes, sir.
Let me leave you alone. Go and walk with that thing, man. Walk on in here, man.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it, begging. Now, how many of us, we would beg and hope for the Lord to pass our way? Do we take advantage when we presence? Even now, it's a lot of opportunity for us to sit and come and sit at his feet. And what do we do when the Lord come by? those hearts, do we turn them stone? But do we come and say, Lord, have your way. Lord. Here is Brian Bartimaeus. He heard of it, so he took advantage. And he asked, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
If I would
hey,
get a testimony. Yes, sir.
Hey, Ralph. I'm stuck on that song. Please don't pass me.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's
the
old song now.
You remember that song, man? Yes, sir.
They sung that back in the 30s and the 40s. You hear the record still playing. Yes, sir. And then you're going to play that message about Blind Bartimaeus. He said, Lord, have mercy. Please don't pass me by. Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Have that thing on there. Come on, man.
Yes, sir. That gentle Savior. Know that he is careful how he handles us. Gentle.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Gentle. Yes, sir. You know you're good when you're in his hands. Gentle. Woo. So you know he's going to work with you. When he puts you on the wheel,
yes,
he's going to shape you, make you, and mold you, because he knows just how far he can bend you so you don't break.
Yes, sir.
But if you're broke, then you're broken in the hands of the Lord. He is the creator. He's the one that can. Hallelujah. You know just where to turn the degrees up. Hallelujah. You know just how much you can bear. Hallelujah. In his name. But Brian Bartimaeus, he's heard of this Messiah.
Come on, man.
Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. He asked him, have mercy. Hallelujah. When you know God is around, when you know God is speaking to your heart. Hallelujah. Don't try to justify anything. Just say, Lord, have mercy. take your hand if you will. Put it on your chest and have mercy.
Hey,
yes,
Ralph. He had a condition, and he'd been blind, from birth.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard some stories. There's some trees out there.
He heard some stuttering. Can you see the ocean? And he's been sitting there all of his life, couldn't see,
yep,
but he heard about the gentle Caesar.
Come on now.
Pass him by. Hey, I don't know why we sit there, but let me tell you something, boy. If he just wave his hand, have you ever been in the service rail and your son is present,
mm-hmm,
and you just want to, you don't want to let go because he, you know what, Rev? He,
mm-hmm,
one time he, when your heart was hurting one day and you gave it to him, and what you did, you said, Lord,
yeah,
thank you, because you know he's in the presence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, blind Bartimaeus, that he had a condition, man. The lover,
yes,
on this phone could see. He couldn't see, but he heard some stuff about the man.
Mm-hmm.
The digital scene.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Rev. Come
yes,
on
sir.
With it, Rev.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Many. I'm glad you brought that out. Condition. Hallelujah. But see, it took hope. He could not see, but he heard. But so he had to believe that he heard,
yes,
about.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
Some people, they cannot believe unless they see, but he could not see. Hallelujah. So God has
come
put him
on
in a way where he had to have.
Yes, sir.
Faith. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You realizing that,
oh, you
Hebrews 12:1, faith is a substance of things hoped for. So blind body matters. He had to hope. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hope.
Yes, sir.
Hope. The conditions, hallelujah. The conditions, faith because of his condition, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for, hallelujah.
But
hope
the
for the evidence,
yes,
of things not seen. The evidence is situation he couldn't see. He couldn't see, so he,
yes,
had,
sir,
to hope and depend upon God as he passed by. Hallelujah. Have mercy. He cried out.
Yellow.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yellow.
And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal.
Oh, Lord.
Before they could say.
Yes, sir.
You know, some may say, come on now, blind buddy man, it don't take all that.
It don't take all
I
that.
I cannot see. I don't know where he is or how long he'll be here, but Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
While you're passing,
yes,
by, I can't see. I can feel. Oh, hallelujah! But I feel him. I feel him near. Maybe I can hear him walking. Hallelujah!
Hey, real.
So why
hey, real.
Come near? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a brother-in-law, right? I got a brother-in-law,
yes, sir.
Legally,
oh, I
legally
right.
blind, legally
I
blind,
right?
Right. And brother,
yes,
I don't care who come around. God give them some
mm-hmm.
kind of instinct, brother. He give them some kind of instinct.
Yes, sir.
And I'll come up, and all I got to do is say one little word. Eric, what you doing, Eric? What you doing? I don't
yeah,
care what
yeah,
the baby's
yeah.
going to do. What you doing? Then he gives them instinct,
yeah.
and they can smell and hear, man.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm talking about. So
mm-hmm.
one day I took him to the store, brother. I took him to the store.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, take me to the store, man. Now, pride,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, now I said, so I'm about to walk him in now, you know what I'm saying? So he got money on him. So the cashier told him he owed $6.75. He peeled his
mm-hmm.
money back. And some kind of way he robbed that money, man, and he knew he gave that man correct money, man. You hear me, man?
Ooh.
You can't tell me what God won't do. Yeah. You can't tell me what God won't do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, that yeah. He got a little book out. You remember that little book, right? They put him in his book,
oh, yeah,
and he told his testimony. You know how folks laughed at him, and how they said, you can't see you. And God blesses him to look past them and see Jesus. Oh, help me, old spirit. Let me get out your way, Rev. But you know, you're my brother-in-law, right? You're my brother-in-law.
Yes, sir, I know it. No way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, they tell me that when you're without one of your senses, the other senses, they become greater. They become
yes,
stronger.
I believe that. I believe that. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you're missing one, the others, they are increased. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Look at the Lord, how he even does miraculous wonders work even in the body. When one is missing the others, they increase. When we cannot see our way, this is where I'm going with this. When we cannot see our way, our faith, it should be even increased. Hallelujah, because we know a sight is not faith. But when faith comes so strong because we're hoping, God allow that we're hoping for, it has to transform and change its form into that we behold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to make it a great day, start claiming it. Start speaking it. Hallelujah. Speaking it with your mouth. Hallelujah. Then that you speak with your mouth, God will behold it in your sight. Hallelujah. He said, have mercy. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that come to Jesus, they must cast away their garments of their own sufficiency, their own, hallelujah, their own put down, hallelujah, but recognize that he is who he said he is and just who he is. Jesus, expect him to be able to do that you're asking for him to do. If you worry it over something, give it to the Lord. Lord, have mercy, and expect and hope him to do, and trust that he does, and accept that he does. Accept what God allows. Hallelujah. You're going to be better off for it. Hallelujah. Accept his decision. Accept the situation. But just pray and ask him, Lord, have mercy. Many, many, many charge him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal. Hallelujah. Thou son of David, have mercy. And he made such a noise, and Jesus stood still.
All right. That was attention.
And commanded.
Yes, sir.
And commanded him to be called. Hallelujah. Can you make such a cry? That the Lord called the Lord to stand by. Stop what he's doing and turn aside. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Worship calls him to turn aside and look at you.
Yes, sir.
Meditation,
yes, sir,
causes him to stand still and look at you. Considering God and praying unto him causes him to stand by and look at you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. You can get God to look upon your situation. But first, we must be trying to honor him. Honor him. And don't be trying to make him one of the boys, but lift him up in adoration. Lift him up, hallelujah, in adoring him and magnifying him. And how we magnify the Lord, we try to obey him. We try to, hallelujah, we try to be obedient unto him. We accept his will and his way. Hallelujah. Then it causes him to look our way. Hallelujah.
Hey,
in the midst of
Rev,
our situation. Yes, sir.
You think he got his attention?
Yes, sir.
You think he heard him?
Yes, sir. One way you know.
You think he got his attention, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. When his Holy Spirit, it moves in, and see, the Holy Spirit will make witness of himself. Hallelujah. When you start talking about him and bring him into the conversation and watch him start to magnify, manifest himself, hallelujah, let you know he's near.
Hey,
talk
Rev,
him up. Talk him
Rev,
up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You think the other blind man told him about Jesus? You think the one Jesus healed? And the little man, the little boy said, and they asked him, can I rush on a little bit? Because I know you're in high gear. They asked
come
his
on,
parents.
Come on now.
They asked his parents. He said, did this man see?
Yeah.
How, How did this happen? You know what I'm talking about? What happened? They said to him, well, he's old enough. Ask him. Sitting around.
Yeah.
Let's pull him back in there. We have to ask him a question, Ralph. He said, what happened? How did this happen? He said, I don't know what you call him. You come, Simon, you come wherever you want. All I know was I was blind. But now I see.
Come on now.
He must have told the blind bombers, man. He had to, man.
Yeah, he had to.
Yeah, man.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it would be a good thing if when we hear something.
Oh, yeah.
When we hear something. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Oh, when we hear some faith coming. Watch out now. When we hear something. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I take full advantage. When we, especially when we hear from the Lord, when we hear something, when he gives us a dream, oh, he's talking.
Oh, yes,
he's talking.
Yes.
He's trying to warn. Hallelujah.
Yep,
when we hear from the Lord, we need to take full advantage of his warning.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm. Of his warning, take full advantage. Ooh. When we hear from the Lord, we need to be listening.
Well, you own some.
Hallelujah.
You own some.
We need to be listening. When he allows storms, you need to be listening. Hallelujah. When thunderstorms come, you need to be listening. Hallelujah. I remember when we were growing up, and whenever a thunderstorm would come, our parents make us turn everything off in the house and the television. Don't use the phone and you just be still. God is talking. The house had to be still. We had to honor, hallelujah, what God was doing. Didn't even hardly want us to talk. We had to be quiet and be still. Many times God's been trying to talk to us, but we're too busy. We're moving around.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing will make us be still when he touches the body, and we can't move like we normally could. We have to be still. But in that moment of quietness, if you be careful, God will talk to you. God will, hallelujah. God will, hallelujah, put you in a state where you can pick up your word and read and listen at God. Hallelujah. Meditate on him. Watch Jesus stood. Watch Jesus stand still, and he'll command you to be brought unto him.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
many Christians would be wise if they cry out unto the Lord, not only but just help. Hallelujah. Cry out for him to heal that sin-sick soul. Cry out for him to deliver you from the sin that so easily beset you. Cry out. Ask him. I like how you brought that 39. Hallelujah. Psalm 39, 23 and 24.
Come on,
Doc.
Come on, Doc.
And when you get in the stand still, asking to search me, oh God, thank you. Search me, oh Lord. I remember we used to pray prayers like that. Search me, oh Lord. Instead of making excuses, well, I'm just a man, or I ain't there yet, but Lord, search me. Oh God, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. And then when you take that out, strengthen me. Oh, hallelujah. Strengthen me. Strengthen me. When you get Jesus to stand still, asking to strengthen me. Oh, Lord, have thine own way. Hallelujah. Not because of my goodness, but because of your grace and your mercy that you allowed it to me. Get it. When you get his attention, talk to him. Talk to him and ask him for his will and his way, that the things you have been falling on give you sight that you may see what's tripping you up. Hallelujah. Clay
hey, Ram. Hey, Ram.
You want to pull the blindness. Yes, sir.
Hey, Ram. Since you went back over there, man, I'm
yes,
telling
sir.
You, when he said, search me, he said, oh, God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
sir.
And then you know what, Ram? Hey, Ram, he said, no, my heart.
Yes, sir.
He said, no, my heart. And trust me and know my thoughts. I got to go on this one. I got to go on that, Ram.
Oh,
you know why I said that, Ram? Because
yes,
I really believe you want God to search your heart right now. You want God to search your thoughts right now. Because you can, right now, you can repent for him. You can repent for him right now.
Sir.
You can say, Lord,
Lord,
I know I failed, Lord. It was some things I shouldn't have done, Lord. But, Lord, give me strength.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, Lord.
Yes,
have
sir.
Mercy.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You know what he's going to do? He said, with my son, I sit down there. 32 generations there. So you can come to him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can go to him.
Hallelujah.
And he'll
Hallelujah.
Heal you. He'll deliver you.
Oh,
but I'm going to tell you what happens to him. He make you whole again,
thank
Reverend.
You.
I'm out of here when I say
Ooh.
That, Reverend. Don't you feel whole?
Yes,
don't you feel whole
yes,
this moment?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And Jesus, he stood still and he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Oh, hallelujah. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you come to Jesus, sometimes it's good that you pull off the garment. Hallelujah. Those not talking about the clothes garment, but the garment that holds you, the garment of hate, the garment of confusion, the garment of not wanting to conform to his ways. You must cast it off and come to Jesus, open and humbly before him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou I should do unto thee? Oh, hallelujah. A blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Blind, born man. He was blind. He wanted to receive his sight. But what I'm glad about it, you look into a little deeper. Oh, you may have physical sight, but you may be spiritually blind. God wants to remove the things that hinder you. Hallelujah. You blind is blind until you cannot see it. Others can see it, but he wants you to open up unto him that he may remove that that hinders you. Hallelujah. Hinders you, blind boy. The man had to depend on what he heard because he could not see. He had to depend on, hallelujah, people telling him something. He had to depend on, he had to feel his way because he could not see his way. God wants to remove the things, hallelujah, that are hidden from us, hallelujah, and give us spiritual sight, hallelujah, of things that hinder our way, hallelujah, that hinder our way. Lord, Lord, Lord. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I like that. Follow Jesus in the way. Follow Jesus in his way. Walk in the Lord's way. But his faith, Jesus told him, had made him whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some things that are hindering us because our faith is weak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you want your faith to become strong, trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. He has a track record that is acceptable. Trust in Jesus. He's hope for the hopeless. Trust in Jesus and hope. And when you pray, hope and expect a change. That you're hoping for, expect God to do it. Don't just ask just to be asking. But when you pray, make sure, hallelujah, that your faith, hallelujah, that your faith is up to par, that you're asking, hallelujah. Some want a closer walk with me, expect more to happen. Some want to be better than they have been before, expect for that to happen. Some want a refreshing, a renewing in his word, a revealing of the mysteries of God, expect for it to happen. Hallelujah, for your faith. Hallelujah. Your faith will make you whole. Hallelujah. If you want a healing, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. But Lord, I believe that you can do it. But Lord, if you decide to tarry, hallelujah, bless my faith just to be up to par, hallelujah, that I may endure while I'm waiting, hallelujah, while I'm waiting on my healing. Bless my faith, Lord. Hallelujah, that the adversary don't try to move in and create some doubt. Bless my faith to hold and stand fast, hallelujah, and believe that you can, and know that in God's time that you will, hallelujah. But bless me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is what I have for the day. Your faith. Hallelujah. Your faith. Hallelujah. Your faith. Oh, thank you. Your faith. Hallelujah. When you get Jesus to stand still and consider, hallelujah, on hearing you, make sure your faith is there. Lord, I don't know, but you know your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, and your mercy. Now we're at the time. If there be a pusher of the one button, if you want prayer, hallelujah. If you want, hallelujah. If you want God, hallelujah, to stand still and listen at you, hallelujah, do you believe it can? Your faith. Now the time you push the one button if you want prayer, or if something was misunderstood in the lesson, we can go back over if need be. Hallelujah. Or if you just want to tell God, thank you. Or if you have a charge to keep, if you want to just be silent, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you just want to know God, hallelujah, in a better way, hallelujah. If you want to tell God, thank you, or testify, now's a moment, hallelujah. As we read these nuggets, hallelujah, that out. God bless our enemy to send in. Where can I help? I hear you. Where can I help? Galatians 6, 1 through 10. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6 and 10. As we have opportunity, we have opportunity right now. Hallelujah. Let us do good to all, especially to the household of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you could do good just by praying for those that are trying to hold up the bloodstained banner. Hallelujah. Praying for those that's trying to do the work of God, hoping for the success of God. Hallelujah. Not for the success of man, but for the success of God, hoping that God's will and God's way will be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We follow the example of Christ when we serve people in need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where can I help? Hallelujah. I like that. Starting upstream. See, all get forgive. Starting upstream. Prayer channels God's supply to our
need. Yes, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Matthew 6, hallelujah, 5 through 10, your Father knows what you need before you ask him. So true. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus knew the needs of blind Bartimaeus. Hallelujah. Prayer channels God's supply to our needs. You must go to him. You must ask of him if you want to receive from him. Starting upstream, grace like water descends to the lowest part. Streams of mercy flow. Hallelujah. Grace. It's like water. It descends to the lowest part. Hallelujah. How low will you go? Hallelujah. How deep in your heart will you put our Lord God? That is grace, hallelujah, may abound. Hallelujah. How much will you open up unto him? Some said, from the bottom of my heart, my soul cries out. Let grace, the God of grace, move in that place that you're keeping him from, that he may overshadow, hallelujah, that he may deliver you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our source of provision. Prayer is the voice of faith, trusting that God knows our cares. Prayer is the voice of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Trusting that God knows our cares. Thank you, Lord. Our source of provision. Hallelujah. Matthew 6, 9 through 15. The Lord is near all who call upon him. Hallelujah. 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 He's at the door, standing at some heart knocking. Won't you let him in? Hallelujah. He's near. God is near to all that who call upon him, call upon the name of the Lord. God was near unto blind Bartimaeus, so he took advantage of it. Lord, have mercy. Lord, hear my cry, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Now that you got his attention, what will you tell him? Not with your mouth, but with your heart. What would you speak unto him? His whole being wanted to receive sight. Hallelujah. 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 So go your way. Because your faith, hallelujah, has made you whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Yes, tell him thank you, real. Tell him thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God has truly been good.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And he's definitely worthy to be praised. He showed up again this morning. Satan thought he had us by him. Jesus lifted me. Yeah, I'm sitting there listening to you. And real touched on something that we had to do when I was a kid. I heard it when he said that you had to turn everything off and you had to sit still. You didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't move your hand. You didn't move your feet. You didn't move. And I thought about Moses. Moses is standing still. See, he can't move if he's standing still. He's just standing still and watch the salvation of the Lord. Oh, blind Bartimaeus. Have faith.
Ooh.
He said,
mm-hmm.
Cried out the louder. Said, oh, son of David,
mm-hmm.
open up my eyes. And let me see.
Yes,
he believed. He believed. He believed. Told me, so all I knew was I was once blind.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see. I was once blind.
Yes,
but
sir.
Now I see. We ought to tell God thank you. I told
mm-hmm.
you guys before. If we tell him thank you for the bad, he's strengthening you. God carry
yes,
you
sir.
Through. And he's strengthening you to do his will. Thank God. Tell God thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But that rose is in. The sun don't seem like it's going to shine. But tell God thank you now. So, oh, son of David,
mm-hmm.
open up my eye and let me see. Okay. Tell God thank you. I just stopped by this morning
mm-hmm.
just to tell God thank you
yes,
for
God,
another
thank
day.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you
mm-hmm.
for keeping
That's it.
One more day.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you didn't
mm-hmm.
have to do it. Yeah. It's so
mm-hmm.
fit to keep me a little while longer. I don't know what you got for me. But whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, I'm willing to run on.
Thank you, Lord.
What the end is going to be. I just want to tell you all I
mm-hmm.
love you. And tell God thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I love you, Lord.
Yes,
I know it's
Lord.
All
thank
you.
You, Lord.
And
yes,
not
praise the Lord.
He had been gone a long time ago. But through you, you're keeping me. Whatever it is, I'm willing to run. I'm willing to run all the way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the word this
mm-hmm.
morning.
Praise
thank you,
Lord.
Reverend Harry.
Bless you.
For coming in,
yes,
pushing her up here, giving
praise
him
the Lord.
Amen, corner there.
Thank you, Jesus.
I even
thank
get in
Jesus.
Right now, but I'm really so glad to see you two team up and work together. In the name
thank
of Jesus.
You. Praise the Lord.
God is
mm-hmm.
still on the throne. Reverend
mm-hmm.
Henry is still on the throne. See, some of our throne can
thank
be taken away from us. I'm so
mm-hmm.
glad to know that God cannot be the throne.
Come on now.
He is sitting on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
He's still blessing. Oh, he's still blessing. And he's still healing. Reason I know he's
yes,
healing because he's, I'm coming out. I'm coming out, Reb. I'm coming out.
Yes, sir.
And let me know
hallelujah.
That he's still healing. I just ask you all to pray my strength so I continue to go strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
God
you,
for
Lord.
Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank God for
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out, Reb. I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so much stuff strong.
Yeah,
I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
Satan thought he had been. But now I know I win. I'm coming out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God
Amen.
For Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory and honor. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He cried out the more.
Worthy.
Yeah.
He cried out because he knew.
Yeah.
He was worthy to
glory and honor. Glory
yes.
and honor. Praise over the men would praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah
yes.
for his wonderful work, his mighty acts, for his healing, for his strength. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord. You know, hallelujah. I've learned that when you're thinking, you just open up yourself to be reminded what
yes.
more he can do with you and for
you.
Do with
you.
Hallelujah. When you're thinking. When you thank him for, I used to hear the elders pray. I thank God for as things as well as they are right now.
Yes,
but I'm expecting them. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
To get even better. Hallelujah.
My mother.
Because every day with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sweeter, sweeter yes. than the day before. When you look sweeter on a new morning, you look on a new mercy. New grace and mercy bestowed our way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Thank you, Lord, for your glory. Thank you, Lord, for your honor.
Every day,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
And I'm truly stronger. Every day. And just a little winning along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell God, thank you, because I'm stronger than
mm-hmm.
I've ever been. Stronger than I've ever
thank
been.
You.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep your arms around me. Keep your head
thank
on me, Lord. Whatever I've done, whatever I didn't do, whatever you have for me to do, I will.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. To run
yes,
on. See what the end is going to be. I just know that I know that I know he's able.
Thank you.
My soul cries hallelujah right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We thank God today. We thank God today. Thank you, Lord, for giving strength. Our history. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the midst of sickness, our God can give you strength. In the midst of the storm, God can give you peace. Not talking about what I heard, but talking about what I know.
No.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We have one prayer request. Hallelujah. 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 We have a prayer request of praise the Lord. Martha. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer request for healing in the name of Jesus. Prayer request for Yolanda thinking she has COVID or the flu. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I know God to be a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Especially for the household of faith. I know God to be a deliverer. I know God to be those that seek will find. Hallelujah. If you're seeking him, you'll find him. Yeah, hallelujah. If you want a healing, hallelujah, look unto Jesus. Hallelujah. First, before we go to doctors, we pray because we hope and we depend upon God. I know he put doctors in the earth to help preserve health and help us with these bodies that he's given unto us. But we hope and we depend upon God. Hallelujah. Our hope is in Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray and we're going to ask God that he would heal. Oh, hallelujah. Heal. Hallelujah. And that he would work. And even if he allow sickness, Father, oh, hallelujah, let your children be still and know that you are God. And in that time, hallelujah, of if he allows sickness, look unto him, hallelujah, for your health, your healing, and your strength. Look unto him that he may do a work. He might want to have some just to be still. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he is God. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy, your grace, and your kindness that you show unto us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, for every situation, every storm, every trial or every temptation, we thank you, Father God, for we realize we understand just how frail we are. We realize we're just a handbreadth, hallelujah, in your hand. But, oh, gentle Savior, hear us, Father God. As you pass by, Father, pass us not, but look upon us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Look upon us, Father God, and touch whom you will, set free whom you will, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank the Lord, and we love you, Lord. Oh, Father God, have your way in our life, Father God. Do with us what you will. Help us to hear you when you talk, Lord. Bless us to open our hearts unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord, that we may be a vessel you'll be pleased with, in the name of Jesus. Now, we ask that your sickness, Father, pandemic, with you, wave your hand. We know it'll be well, Father. We ask that be thy will, stretch your hand out, Father God, and have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you. We thank you, and we look unto you, oh, Lord, and we're not going to wait till the battle is over, but we're going to shout now and tell you, thank you, hallelujah, for the battle. Thank you for the war. Thank you, Father God, for this. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we ask you, thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those came and made this service just what you would have it to be. We said thank you, and we love you. Continue blessing. We ask our brother, do keep him and strengthen him even more, Father God. They'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, because if we're healed, you are the one that healed us. Hallelujah. If we're brought, you're the one that brought us. If we're taught, you're the one that taught us, Father. So we just tell you, thank you. In Jesus' name, Father God, we tell you, thank you, and we love you. Thank you for, oh, Sister Martha, continue to bless her house on Tucking Hill, her body, and oh, hallelujah. Just have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Yolanda, Father God. Touch her body. Cover her in the name of Jesus. Even if it is sickness, Father God, we know that we look unto you, from whom all blessings flow. Just as grace descends to the lowest part, let your grace and your mercy cover us, Father God, here on this earth. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Can be blessed by the Nutty. Give him strength, wisdom, and knowledge to with his gift you gave him, bless him with it. Hallelujah, that he may serve you in the name of Jesus. We pray, we ask it all. Bless us all, Father God, as we attempt to walk this walk. In Jesus' name, we do pray and ask it all. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Better than blessed. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed. Better than blessed. Praise the Lord. I may not have houses and wealth, I may not have all my strength and health, but I'm blessed, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. Many times I've had to learn.
Thank you, Jesus.
For I did not
Thank you.